I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Open Doors' 2017 World Watch List made waves on the international scene yesterday, exposing the new top 50 countries where persecution of Christians is the worst. Open Doors USA's Kristen Wright says non-state persecutors like ISIS and Boko Haram have impacted country standings. For example, ISIS only controls territory in Iraq and Syria, but because ISIS has a presence in the surrounding nations, it's raised Christian persecution in those countries too.
One of those countries would be Somalia. This year, it ranks number 2 on the World Watch List, and we see where extremist groups are working to promote their dangerous ideology, not only by recruiting very young people, but also in the schools.
At missionnews.org, find the links to the World Watch List and how you can take action. And people recycle because they know it makes a difference. For Christian Resources International, that difference is eternal. We're talking about books, specifically the Bible and Christian materials. So when you're done reading your book, CRI is encouraging you to pass it along to Christians around the world.
When you're sending a Bible or a Christian book, those are things that are read and shared, whether it be in congregation or in groups and villages. If more than one person's reading it, and there's a great statistic that shows that the average book will be read by 20 people in its lifetime.
That's Jason Wolford, Executive Director of CRI. He says they have a long history of supporting the church, fueled by the desire to support the spread of the gospel, not just one time, but many. So consider sharing a book that's made a difference in your faith. We've got details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries and listener supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.